皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Lesson Season 2, Lesson 40.Guys Night Out, Part 1. Natsuko-san.
Part 1.
It's 長くなりそうですね. It looks like it's going to be a long night and a long series. Anyway, Naomi-sensei, what's going on in today's conversation?
Two guys are talking at the office, probably.
Uh-huh. Or maybe by Skype, or maybe they're at their respective offices or on the phone. But, They should be working, but they're talking, as you said. Now, a couple of interesting things about this conversation. What do we have first, Natsuko-san? What's interesting about this conversation?
They use the very casual type of language.
Uh-huh.
Usually used among friends.
Okay.
And so the way they end the sentence is very unique.
I like the way you phrase that. Unique.
Unique.
Okay.
I think it's unique.
Naomi-sensei, do you agree? Unique?
That's a nice way.
Politically correct, Natsuko-san. Yeah. How do we say politically correct in Japanese?
Well, I don't think there's a Japanese word, you know, equal to politically correct. But there are expressions, you know, the concept.
Okay. So, with that said, we have two workers, and male or female?
Male.
Two male workers speaking in the office with a particular kind of accent, or maybe we should say dialect?
It's originally dialect, but they're using it for fun, just to make the conversation more intimate.
Okay. And this dialect was from what region?
It's originally from Tohoku area, maybe.
Northeastern part of Japan. So, with that said, let's take a look at what these guys are up to. All right, here we go.
小芝、仕事終わったらメイドバーに行かない？
お、いいじゃん、行くべ。
じゃあ何時に仕事終わらせる？
んじゃ8時までに終わらせるべ。
オッケー、じゃそういうことで。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
小芝、仕事終わったらメイドバーに行かない？
お、いいじゃん、行くべ。
じゃあ何時に仕事終わらせる？
んじゃ8時までに終わらせるべ。
オーケー、んじゃそういうことで。
今度は英語が入ります。
小芝、仕事終わったらメイドバーに行かない？
After work, why don't we go to a maid bar?
お、いいじゃん、行くべ。
Oh, good idea. Let's go.
じゃあ何時に仕事終わらせる？
Okay, what time should I finish up at work?
んじゃ8時までに終わらせるべ。
You should finish at 8 o'clock.
Okay, んじゃそういうことで。
Okay, I'll do it like that.
Natsuko-san, let's find out what Naomi-sensei thought of today's conversation.
Naomi-san, 今日の会話どう思いましたか？
私は使わないですね。I don't use this expression, but I think the very last sentence, んじゃ、そういうことで。This is pretty useful.
Oh yeah, right.
This is very high frequency.
Mm-hmm.
じゃ、そういうことで。Okay, that's it.
I use this a lot.
It comes in handy, especially when you want to finish the conversation.
Yes, mm-hmm. basically, and it's
Closing remarks.
All right, we're going to take a look at that. But first, we're going to take a look at the vocab. So what do we have first?
Maid bar.
Maid cafe. Maid bar.
Maid bar. Maid bar.
Natsuko-san, 説明お願いします。What's...
I've never been there, so I can't explain.
Me neither.
Me
You've
too.
You've been there.
No,
right?
I haven't. But we can explain the general concept.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone say it's like a poor man's snack. Because with the reason being is the girls are dressed in maid outfits and they're very nice and very sweet and they'll talk to you, but they charge you some money to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like if you want to feel like you're special or you want a little bit of attention, you would go there.
I think this is more like, you know, for guys who like to watch girls wearing that kind of clothing. It is. Because it's, you know, I think it's it originally comes from Akihabara.
But it was just funny the way you expressed it. It was like, yeah, it makes it sound like this is for very strange people.
But, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
I heard Maki and Yuki have been there. So we should ask them.
Yeah, it's best to ask someone who experienced.
You know, I think, but what I think is, the basic premise behind it is that the staff working there is dressed in maid outfits, the mm-hmm. French maid outfits.
Yes.
And most places they serve food, right?
Yeah.
Or you can get something to drink, a cup of coffee or something like this. And you can go there and they'll interact with you.
Yes.
Among doing their other jobs and moving around, like mm-hmm. Natsuko said, in their outfits.
Yes.
I think you said right now this is quite a popular fad in Japan. And I think right now it's generating a lot of interest, so that a lot of people go there just to see what it's like.
Oh, yes, right.
It's not like a core base of people mm-hmm. who, like Natsuko said, go there just to mm-hmm. leer yeah. at the people working.
Yeah, and the main point is the maze, you know. So I don't think people go there to eat something. Yeah, you know, like, I like the lunch there, so I will go to the maid cafe. The main objective is to meet the maze.
To meet the maze.
Meet the maze.
So if we were to invite you to go and pay for you, would you go to the maid cafe?
Well, I'm interested to see what's going on there. Because I hear a lot of stories, but I've never been there. So maybe I want to actually see what's happening there.
Naomi-sensei?
もちろん.
もちろん. Okay, next we have.
終わらせる.
To finish, to get done with.
終わらせる. 終わらせる.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. What do we have first? Naomi-sensei.
小芝、仕事終わったらメイド… 言えないな。
頑張って、 you can say it.
小芝…
Okay. Natsuko-san. お願いします.
小芝、仕事終わったらメイドバーに行かない?
小芝, after work. Do you want to go to a maid bar? First we have here,
小芝,
which is the last name of his friend
mm-hmm.
or his coworker or the person he's speaking to on the phone. So hearing this, we can kind of surmise that they're in the same office.
Yeah.
And it's obviously some downtime. So he just yelling across the room.
Well, I don't... well, maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
What a nice office.
Natsuko-san, you haven't been down to the fifth floor in a while. Let
yes.
me just tell you that.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, Natsuko is up on the sixth floor in her translation cubicle. So she's shielded from people yelling, let's go to the maid bar. Yeah, all right.
Mm.
This is followed by...
仕事終わったら.
Work after. Here, we're using the tara conditional to indicate place and time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting here is what's dropped. We have shigoto, work, and owattara, after work. But what would normally go in there?
Shigoto ga owattara.
Yeah, usually we need the subject marking particle ga.
Mm-hmm.
So, work after?
Meido bar ni ikanai.
Maid bar to? Won't go. So, again, this is the casual form. So, if it was polite form and we're inviting someone, how would we do it?
行きませんか?
Wouldn't you go? But here, this is the casual form. So it becomes...
行かない?
So Natsuko-san, if we wanted to invite Naomi-sensei to go eat lunch, how could we do that in a casual form? Because we're all friends here.
ランチに行かない?
Now, if it was a student asking Naomi-sensei if she wanted to go, how would we do that?
ランチに行きませんか?
So that clear, distinct difference. This is followed by...
お、いいじゃん。行くべ。
やりますね? You can do it. Right? Natsuko-san, that sounded
yeah.
pretty like convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, いいじゃん、行くべ。Like, I was like, I could imagine you saying that, sensei.
女の人は使わないですよね。
あんまり使いませんね。Yeah, well, maybe as a dialect.
I know, usually, but I could envision you using this on a daily basis.
え、本当?
Okay, so first we had in this sentence.
お、いいじゃん。
Oh, that's a good idea. Interjection of お、いいじゃん。That sounds good. Good, isn't it? Then we have?
行くべ。
行く, the dictionary form of to go, followed by べ。Now, べ is a sentence ending particle used when inviting someone to do something. Originally a dialect of the Tohoku area of Japan, and it's primarily used by young male speakers.
Yeah, just for fun.
Just for fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're kind of imitating.
Yep. So if you're out there and you have some young male friends, give it a try because it is pretty funny. I think you'll catch some people off guard if you say it.
Maybe.
Not your teacher, please. But the key point here is the way we're using it. It's the dictionary form of a verb followed by be.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have?
じゃあ何時に仕事を終わらせる?
Okay, what time can you finish up work? First we have?
じゃあ。
This is a filler used to bide a little bit of time for the speaker, followed by?
何時に。
What time at? Again, time is followed by the particle に。This is followed by?
仕事終わらせる。
Work. Then we have make finish, literally.
Mm-hmm.
The base verb here is?
終わる。
Finish. But we're using the causative here. So we conjugate
終わらせる。
終わる becomes 終わらせる。And this means to make finish. So literally, what time at work make finish? What time will you finish up work?
Again, the particle is missing, right?
What would that be?
仕事を終わらせる。
Okay, then we have?
じゃあ、8時までに終わらせるべ。
At 8 o'clock, I'll finish up work. First, we have a filler.
んじゃ?
Thinking about, how long is it going to take? Followed by?
8時までに。
This is interesting because we have 8 o'clock followed by made. So it's 8 o'clock too, but we also have the particle に. So kind of like up to 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have?
終わらせる。
To finish up.
べ。
And the sentence ending particle used by a young male. So I'll finish up around 8. Then we have?
Okay. じゃあ、そういうことで。
Okay, that's it. And as we mentioned before, this final phrase is what we use to, all right, that was what I was talking about. Back to work. We're going to stop here.
Or maybe like, okay, that's done.
All right, that's it. So, そういうことで。And you don't need the first part, the じゃ. So it's just そういうことで. That thing that we were talking about. Or that thing we were referencing.
Mm-hmm.
そういうことで。The order of business was attended to. So, そういうことで、I'm going back to work. Or that's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm out of here. The rest is inferred.
Yes.
So what do you think, Natsuko-san? Skaobe? Can we?
So they're definitely going out. And we can find out what it's like in Maid Bar, right?
We should go before we record the next episode.
We?
To the maid cafe, so we can relate to what they experienced.
They have a lunch menu.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ikube, Natsuko-san.
I'll think about that.
All right, so that is going to do for today. We're going to stop here. Anything else to add?
Wait for the next lesson.
And in the meantime, stop by, pick up the PDF, and check out the Learning Center. Stuff to bring it all together. That's going to do for today.
じゃ、またね。
じゃ、そういうことで。
小芝、仕事終わったらメイドバーに行かない?
お、いいじゃん。行くべ。
じゃあ何時に仕事終わらせる?
んじゃ、8時までに終わらせるべ。
オッケー。んじゃ、そういうことで。